Today, we're visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2019 at AHSTW High School. And first, we're going to visit with...
I'm Kylie Nelson.
Okay. Kylie, tell us about your family.
My parents are Dan and Lynette Nelson. I have three older brothers and a sister that's in college right now. And I live on a farm in Walnut, Iowa.
So they broke your parents in for you. You had a real easy time, right?
Yeah, pretty easy.
I think they would disagree with that. Let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What classes did you like?
Favorite subject is probably math, just because it kind of came easier to me.
Okay. What about teachers? Any teachers that you're going to be thinking about and talking about with your friends when you get together at class reunions down the road?
I would definitely have to say Mr. Ross, because we always talked about how when people kids came over from Walnut, how if you didn't have 7th grade English with Mr. Ross, you'll be lost writing papers. So helped us out a lot.
In what ways?
Like grammar and everything. When it came to high school and we had to write essays, and he was our freshman teacher, just all the stuff we learned that 7th and 8th grade year with him, just all compiled. And if we didn't have those classes, I don't think I'd be able to write one.
All right. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else have you been involved in?
I was involved in basketball and softball for a year, and then I finished off with volleyball and soccer. And I've done those all 4 years. And then I'm in National Honor Society, 4-H, FFA, County Youth Council, and I was involved in music and show choir my first year of high school.
Wow, and you said all that right off the top of your head with no notes. That's a lot of stuff.
I've been writing a lot of scholarships, so right in my head.
Yeah. Did you decide to be busy when you got to high school? Is that something you wanted to do, is get involved in as many things as you could?
Yeah, I was always told to get as involved as many things as I could, just because of the experiences you'll have and how you'll learn a lot of life lessons from being involved. So sure. I just thought, stay busy and... why not try new things?
Okay. Do you have a favorite among all those things?
I like soccer the best out of all the sports, and then just all those 4-H, CYC, and FA got me involved in like showing livestock and stuff, and that's just kind of a family thing we do. So.
Okay. Well, good. What about accomplishments? Is there anything that you're going to think back on from your high school years that you're going to be most proud of?
I would just say trying my best in school, just so I didn't have a lot of extra work and have to a lot of make up things. So. Just proud that I did give that extra effort even when others didn't. I just knew I probably should pay off in the end.
It may not sound like a lot sometimes, but sometimes it can be tough to keep up, especially when you're real active.
Yeah, when you get really busy, you really gotta prioritize.
Okay, very good. Well, where will you be this fall?
I'm going to Iowa State in the fall and studying elementary education.
Okay, have you always wanted to be a teacher?
No, I didn't know until probably after Christmas what I wanted to do. I had no idea. And then I was observing my cousin down in first grade, and I realized I think this is what I want to do with my life. So.
Okay. Well, very good. Why Iowa State?
I toured a couple schools, and their education program is growing, and I can get my Iowa education degree and then get a couple endorsements and maybe teach around here, hopefully.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Where will you teach? You think you might come back close to home?
I hope I can come back close to home just because all my family is here. So hopefully I can also student teach out of Iowa State. It's a nice campus. That's why I also chose there, closer to home.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, we'll talk a little bit about those 8th graders now, or talk to the 8th graders. What advice would you give them now that you've finished up your high school time?
I would say as much as you think you're busy and need to quit things just to get your schoolwork done or think you're having troubles, just fight through it and ask as many questions as you can because the teachers are always there to help.
All right, very good. Well, good advice. Thank you so much. Good luck in your future.
Thank you.
Okay, and next we have?
I'm Emma Jorgensen.
Okay, Emma, introduce us to your family.
I'm the daughter of Mike and Wendy Jorgensen, and I have two brothers. One is in college and then one's in 7th grade.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about classwork for you. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed science classes. As Kylie said, they just came like naturally to me. Math was definitely the worst, I'll tell you that one.
Is that the type of person you are? You like to be challenged a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What about teachers? Tell me about the teachers that you really liked that kind of helped you along the way.
Mrs. Ahern was like a huge help, definitely in like Spanish. She just like not so much dumbed it down, but kind of brought it to our level easier. Heppner was a big help in science. Really enjoyed her classes.
Okay. What do those teachers do that sets them apart for you?
They just bring it to your understanding. They, like, personalize you and just make it so you understand it.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities then, too. What else has kept you busy?
Freshman year, I did choir and I did show choir. And then sophomore year, I was involved in basketball. That was for 2 years. 3 years, I did 3 years of softball, and then 4 years I did golf and volleyball.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
Volleyball, yes.
Why is that?
I just love the team and the sport. It was pretty fun.
Okay. What about accomplishments for you? Is there anything in particular that you're going to look back on and be really proud of?
Just trying hard in school and then getting into National Honor Society, I would say, were my biggest accomplishments.
Okay, very good. What's next for you then? Where will you be this fall?
I will be going to the University of Iowa to study nursing.
Okay, so we've got a Hawkeye, we've got a Cyclone. They're sitting right next to each other, but you guys do get along.
Yes, we do.
Okay, why Iowa?
I chose it because they have a really good nursing program, so that's a big plus for that. And I loved the city part of it. I loved that the campus, it was pretty much, it just goes the campus right to the city. And I just wanted to, like, go into a bigger city just to see how I would like it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about nursing then. Why did, is there something or someone that kind of turned you on to that?
My mom studied nursing. She doesn't do nursing, but, like, I've always been interested in, like, medical things, and I just like helping people, so I just thought nursing would be the place for me.
Okay. Well, there are lots of options with nursing. You've got large hospitals in large cities. You've got smaller facilities in smaller communities. Do you have a preference?
I would preferably like to work in a bigger city, in a hospital, just for more experience and, like, just different things.
Okay. Sounds like you've got a plan put together. Give those eighth graders a plan, then. What should they know as they get ready to start their high school time now this fall, since you've completed everything there is to complete?
Definitely savor high school. It goes very fast, and you don't realize how fast it's going to go until you're sitting in May and you're going to graduate.
Really fast. Very good. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And next we have?
I'm Kate Wise.
Okay. Kate, tell us about your family.
I'm the daughter of Paul and Kim Wise. I have three siblings. My brother is 24, and then I have a sister at UNI and a younger sister that's a freshman.
Okay. Well, talk a little bit about classwork for you. What did you enjoy?
I've always been really interested in science. I've always kind of, like, math's always been easier for me. But science has always been my interest.
Yeah, well, it sounds like that you guys all kind of have some similar interests in the STEM kind of area there, too. Is there a real focus on those kind of classes?
Kind of. I wouldn't say it's everyone's favorite in this school, but yeah, definitely between the three of us, that's kind of what we've always focused on. Sure. But I think it would differ if you had other people in here.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, let's talk about teachers then. What teachers helped you out along the way?
Mrs. Hamilton in math has always helped me. I took a hard course last year with calculus, and I don't think I would have made it through without her. She definitely, like, tried to ease us into it, and she was always there to help us with it. So I would definitely say she was my biggest help.
Yeah, she's not the kind of a teacher just mailed it in. She worked hard with students.
For sure. Right. Yeah, she always let us come in before or after school, and she was always there to give us time.
Oh, excellent. Very good. Well, tell us what else has been keeping you involved. What else have you been involved in extracurricular activities here at school?
As an underclassman, I was involved in choir, show choir. I did a year's large group speech, and now I'm in basketball, volleyball, National Honor Society, and Student Council.
Wow, a lot of stuff there, too. Did you intend to be busy when you got to high school?
Yeah, I always wanted to be in a lot of different stuff. My sister was involved in a lot of different stuff, and I just kind of wanted to follow her footsteps.
What's your favorite?
Probably volleyball or student council. They both keep me really busy, but they've been a big part of my life.
Okay, volleyball or student council. Those are two completely different things.
Yeah, for sure. Just kind of two different aspects of high school, I guess.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, it's good to have good people around you, and it's kind of they're both team sports in a way, I guess, too. Let's talk a little bit about your future then. Where will you be here this fall?
I will also be at the University of Iowa studying neuroscience on a pre-med track.
Okay, so you sharing a ride?
Sure.
We actually are.
Probably, most likely.
We just set up a carpool. Excellent. All right. Well, tell me, why Iowa?
I knew that they had the hospital there, so that was a big thing for me. Not a lot of schools have neuroscience, which is a little more of, like, what I wanted to do specifically in, like, the medical program, but I knew that after college, it'd be easier to get a job just knowing I came from University of Iowa just because they have such a good medical background.
Sure. Well, tell me about that course of study then. That sounds pretty specific.
Neuroscience is basically just, like, it's a little more like psychology onto a biology track. So I knew I wanted to go into something science-related and get into, like, so I could go into medical school. But it gives you a little more, like, neuropsychology into the background of your medical degree.
Sure. What are you going to use that for? Where do you see yourself?
Right now, I've always wanted to be a radiologist with kind of a neuro specialty, but I guess we'll just see where it takes me. I want to work in a hospital. I know that. So. Yeah.
Does this give you some options then? You can always kind of make a little veer here and there to get where you want to be?
Yeah, I mean, even if I have my undergrad and I decide I don't want to go to medical school, you can always go to law school too. Like, there's two different kind of transitions you can go into, so I'm just going to keep my options open, I guess.
It's good to have options. Very good. Give those eighth graders some advice. What would you want them to know as they get ready to start high school here in the fall?
I'll just say it's, like, always worth the extra effort, like, within, if that's just, like, academically or, like, your extracurriculars, it's always worth giving that little bit of extra effort because you'll regret it by your senior year if you didn't give your all-out best.
Well, very good. What about memories for you when you think back on your high school days? Any specific memories you're going to carry?
This senior year has been a lot of fun. Between, like, volleyball, we had a way, like, better winning season this year. So that was a lot of fun. Homecoming's always fun, and prom. We create a lot of memories, especially this year. But, I mean, every year's fun. So.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, very good. That's Emma, Kylie, and Kate. They are some of the tops of the class of 2019 from AHSTW High School.